we play what we want. Piran FM 95.1.
It's a shoemaker one step at a time, because that's what we should do. It seems easier said than done, but we should only take it one step at a time, Dave.
Exactly, yeah. You know, we always say that success happens a step at a time. You climb a mountain a step at a time, and so on and so forth. Everything happens a step at a time. Too many people wanting things to happen instantly overnight and in one big shot. Even when we look at these startups that become extremely successful, we don't realize the incredible amount of effort and work and failure, making mistakes, having to rectify those mistakes, learn from those mistakes, and gradually build one step upon the next until they reach their particular target. So yes, very much so, Marius.
Dave, maybe in the future we can also maybe cover instant gratification and the negativity around instant gratification, which influences which influences our lives. Hey, we can do that in
certainly
future.
Very good idea.
So last week we covered being a positive influence in the world, Dave. This week we are going to be building your self-confidence.
Yeah, and it's a great topic to speak about. I'm going to speak about five things that we could possibly do. There are many things that we could do, but you know, you don't want to give the listeners too many things in one shot.
Yeah.
So I'm going to speak about specifically five practices that people can implement to help build confidence, whether it be confidence in themselves, confidence in their children, their employees, or whatever the case may be. These five steps will certainly help towards doing that.
Great. So let's start. Let's kick off.
Well, the first one, Marius, is one needs to be curious. You've got to be curious about life. Life gives us so many opportunities, and it's being curious about those and wanting to find out more about particular interests, hobbies, etc., that people might have, and becoming curious about them. There's a wonderful story told. I don't know whether you've heard it, but I'm going to share it with you anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's about a lady who went to listen to the great naturalist Dr. Louis Agassiz speak in London. And after his talk, she went up to him and said, "You know what, Dr. Agassiz, that was a fantastic talk, but life hasn't given me a chance." And you know, Maurice, it's amazing how many people have that as a belief. Life hasn't given them a chance. So Dr. Agassiz said, "Well, what do you do?" She said, "Well, I help my sister run a boarding house." He said, "Well, that's wonderful. What do you do for your sister?" She said, "I peel the potatoes and the onions." He said, "Well, that's fantastic." He says, "Where do you sit doing these interesting but homely duties?" She said, "I sit on the back stairs." He said, "Well, that's wonderful. What are the back stairs made of?" She said, "Glazed brick." He said, "Well, what is glazed brick?" She said, "I have no idea." He said, "Well, why don't you go and find out? Why don't you become curious and go and find out what glazed brick is?" So she went and found out that glazed brick is basically baked clay and sodium aluminium silicate. She had no idea what that meant. So she went into the libraries and she started to discover there were 80 types of different clays, how they were made to manufacture bricks and tiles and various other things. And she wrote a 30-page essay to Dr. Agassiz on glazed brick. He wrote back to her and said, "That was brilliant, but what lies beneath the brick?" She replied by saying, "Ants." He said, "Well, tell me about ants." So she started to research ants, and she discovered that there are between 1,800 and 2,500 different kinds of ants. Ants so small, they could take three of them and put them on a pin. Ants that are so large that they walked in half-mile columns and about everything in front of them. Ants that built anthills in trees so that they wouldn't get washed away. Ants that kept cows and milked those cows and delivered that milk to the aristocratic ants. And she wrote a 360-page essay to Dr. Agassiz on ants. You know what happened, Marius? Mm. He wrote back to her saying, "This was a brilliant, brilliant essay. Do you mind if I publish that in book form?" And you know what she did with the proceeds of the sale of that book? She traveled the world lecturing on ants. And so I think it was Lord Chesterton who said, "There are no uninteresting things, just uninterested people." So it's extremely important that we be curious in our lives.
Curious, wanting to know.
Yeah.
You want to know.
Yeah, exactly. So, exactly.
Dave, it seems also easy. Like I've read something this morning which says that our thoughts create our future and also your environment during the day. I read another book a while back where the guy was talking about the lady who was having to picture, she was working, I don't want to interrupt your story, I'm joining on to what you said, and
yeah, go ahead.
And the guy said to the lady, but she was cross because somebody took her money and they stole from her, and then he said, "Why don't you picture that person bringing it back to you?" And the whole the whole concept of it is that she pictured it, and she actually bumped into, a long story, bumped into the guy in the middle of the road. She was so scared, but eventually she got that back and she tested it. So she was curious on how this works, and it worked for her, right?
Yeah. No, very much so, Maurice. And that's it's part of what we were talking about last week when we were saying, you know, that you need to think and affirm the positive in your life. So that's a great example of that. The next step that I'd like to share with you and the listeners, Maurice, is we've got to step out of our comfort zone. You know, we speak about the comfort zone is the death knell of our lives.
Okay.
The most uncomfortable place to be is in a comfort zone. You cannot build confidence stuck in a comfort zone, because what happens is fear starts to govern your life. Fear becomes the master of your life, and unfortunately prevents people from actually moving out of the comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
So what we say is that you have a comfort zone, and that comfort zone is surrounded by the courageous zone. And when you move from your comfort zone to the next level, you're moving into the courageous zone. I'm sure many of the listeners have heard the statement that, you know, fear isn't the absence of courage, it's the conquest of it. And it's overcoming that fear that makes us grow in our self-confidence. When we do little things, little steps, one step at a time, just little things to start off with, each little step becomes a winning experience, and that feeds back confidence into our lives. And that's how people build confidence. They have a vision for their lives. They set goals in line with that vision, because so many people say, I want something, whether it be their own business, but they say, you know what, I can't afford that, or what happens if I fail, or, you know, what will people think of me, or how am I going to help my family? Maybe this isn't God's plan for me. That's a great excuse that so many people use, etc., etc. But you know, Maurice, at the end of the day, it's having a vision. And that vision is important to you. It doesn't matter about anybody else's vision. You don't need to compare yourself to anybody else. It needs to be your vision. And then to break that down into, as you quite correctly have said, into bite-sized, believable, achievable action steps. Mm-hmm. And the minute you believe that you can act on that, you do that. And that action actually helps to build a little more belief and a little more faith and a little more self-confidence, which gives you the confidence to move to the next step, etc., etc. Doing nothing, Maurice, sitting in the comfort zone, faking away your life, will never allow one to grow in confidence.
Dave, I had an interview with somebody last week, and this person was coming from abroad during COVID. And when he landed, I asked him, so you seem a very positive and excited, like an exciteful person. He said, I am, but it's a pity that this country is going down the drain. So in that moment of excitement, he shot himself in the foot right there, didn't he?
Yes, very much so. Very much so. And we tend to do that. And the reason why we tend to do that is because we get surrounded by negativity, as we discussed last week.
Yes.
Remember, we said it's far easier to be negative. You don't have to do anything to be negative. You can sit on your behind and it will fly at you.
Yeah.
To be positive, you have to be proactive, and it's continuous proactivity.
Okay.
That's really what we're speaking about. The next action, Maurice, that I wanted to speak about is similar to what I've just said, and that's having those goals. You know, you cannot do anything in life without action.
Mm-hmm.
Action is what it's all about at the end of the day. Now, most people's actions are determined by circumstance. In other words, if the phone rings, I'll answer that. It's perceived as being urgent. If mail pops up in my email, in my inbox, I answer that, etc., etc. And so we're very reactive. What we're suggesting, Maurice, is that we turn that around and become proactive. So when you have a vision for your life, your time is taken by the activities that are going to move you towards that vision, not by circumstance. When you have no vision in your life, it's very easy to be controlled. It's like being a puppet, having your strings pulled, for example, or like a piece of wood that just floats upon the ocean of life, hoping for a better wind, so to speak.
Yes.
But that's not what life is all about. It's having those goals, small goals to start off with, and each smaller goal builds on the next goal, etc., etc. Now, that goal might be, as I said last week, maybe just to walk around the block to start off with. Eventually, it'll become a 5-kilometer run, and then a 20-kilometer run. And you've seen people now running marathons as a result of walking around the block to start off with, because that's what builds the confidence, it builds the capacity that we speak about.
So it's with the action, putting your goals to that, right?
Well, exactly, 100%. Mm-hmm. Yeah, putting your actions to your goals. And then the next one is the self-talk. And we spoke about that. Remember, we spoke about the three affirmations, verbal, visual, and activity. So it's the self-talk, reaffirming to yourself in a positive way that you're fantastic, that you're able to achieve, that you're doing things that are moving you towards where you want to go, that you love life, etc., etc. Being positive, optimistic, sharing that to yourself all the time. And then the fifth and final step that I want to share with the readers, I mean the readers today, the listeners today, is reading books.
Right, reading books, good aim.
Yeah, reading books. You know, there's so many good books out there. You can join Amazon and audio, you know, where you can get even these audio books where you can listen to these books. And I know you do it, Marius, and many, many people do it. Many people that I know who are successful in life, who are positive and optimistic about life, who are working on their goals, et cetera, have attributed that to the kind of books that they read. It's easy to sit and read newspapers all day. It's easy to get involved with all the rubbish, but read the good books. There's so many.
And be curious about the books. Be curious about the books.
Well, 100%. What can I learn from that? Yeah. Even if you learn just one thing, just one particular thing, it could change your life. It really and truly could change your life. Mark Batterson said, we're only one defining decision away from a totally different life. That's how powerful we really and truly are, Marius.
Thank you very much, Dave. If I may contribute,
you're most welcome.
Yeah, if I may contribute to this, maybe the listener will find it easier if I just explain in layman's terms what I did in order to reaffirm in other words, self-talk, and then also if you are setting out an action and you're having a goal and it's a little bit difficult, what I found worked for me. The scientists reckon that it takes the sun, a ray of sun, 8 minutes to get to Earth and provide us with life, right? So theoretically speaking, what I did was I thought, okay, well, if it's going to take 8 minutes for life to be created, let's insert an idea. If I want to start a goal, I want to start something today, I want to call up somebody and I'm a bit scared of that. Apply your mind. This is what works for me. I'm just putting you what works for me. Apply your mind to the actual call that you want to make, to whoever you want to call, or whatever you want to do. Wait 8 minutes. Somehow, somewhere, something happens in 8 minutes. Don't ask me how it works. Just be curious and test it. I'd like for you to test it and see if it works for you. That's my theory. And then the second one of self-talk, what I did was there's an app everywhere. You've got the cell phone in your hand. So in order to make it easier for you to talk to yourself, I actually recorded my own voice. So before I go to bed at night, I listen to myself. And that is me talking to myself. And that is, I am loved. I am friendly. I have a lot of friends. I have loads and loads of success every single day. I'm healthy. I've recorded that and over. It's about a 2-minute recording. And so you can get used to your own voice as well. Because I do know that some listeners don't like to listen to themselves when they hear themselves talk on a WhatsApp voice note or something like that. But if you can try that, two. Yeah, go ahead.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. I do the same. I do exactly the same. I've recorded my affirmations on my phone. Mm-hmm. I listen to those affirmations. I listen to myself giving myself those affirmations because it's so, so important.
Yeah.
So well done. Well done. And that's part of the reason why you have the radio show that you have, or the radio station that you have, because it's been a dream of yours for years.
Yeah.
And you've put that into action step by step. Yes, you make mistakes. We all make mistakes along the way. The whole idea is to learn from those mistakes, which you've done. And eventually we reach those targets. And then we realize that there's just so much more. And that's the beauty of it. Not to have the material things necessarily, but so much more to life than just looking for stuff. And so this enjoyment, this thrill, the thrill, the excitement, and so on and so forth. The relationships, the family, all those sort of things that become really, really important to people. And I see it happening all the time, Marius, as people start to grow in their lives. They start to contribute. They start to make a difference. They start to add value. They start to influence the world in a positive way, even if it's within their own family unit, and so on and so forth. That's what it's all about at the end of the day.
Dave, I've dotted them all down. I'm just going to close off by saying this is Shoemaker, one step at a time, having a chat with Dave Borem. Dave, those five steps, I've dotted them down, but maybe you can just recap quickly what they're all about.
Certainly, yeah, with the greatest of pleasure. So the first one's to be curious about life. Mm-hmm. The second is to step out of your comfort zone, so move from your comfort zone into your courage zone. Mm-hmm. The third is to have your actions aligned to your goals. So you're having winning actions in your life. The fourth is to self-talk, positive self-talk, to reaffirm the greatness in yourself. And the last is to read good books. Read positive, uplifting books that change lives and give you ideas that can help you to change your life.
Thank you, Dave Borem. Remember, you can also always go and listen to this on the podcasting. It will be loaded sometime today or tomorrow. Dave Borem, thank you very much.
You're most welcome, Marius, and you have an incredible day.
Perron FM, the music will find you. Visit perronfm.co.za.